You've noticed I haven't been reading scripture. We will get back to that, but I like to incorporate it in the message, and you'll find the scripture references on the slide. This week I have a decision to make, and I thought maybe you could help me with it. Someone asked me to do something I don't want to do. And though, although it would probably be a good thing to do, and I value the relationship with this person and have such a hard time letting them down, I still don't want to do it. How many of you have ever been resentful of somebody or a situation because you said yes to something you really didn't want to do but felt obligated then to follow through on? Yeah. And how many of you have said no to something you really wanted to do because you already had a commitment and you felt like, then I just got to do it. I'm duty bound to do it. Anybody? Yes. Happens to everyone at some point in time. We give in to the pressure, our own or others, to do something we really don't want to do. And the reasons for this are really sometimes convoluted and complicated. We participate in things against our will out of a sense of responsibility or duty or guilt, most often. Or maybe we do it out of a need to please or because we need to be needed or feel important or wanted by that other person. And sometimes we do it because we feel sorry for the other person. Like, if I don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. And there are sometimes a few other more deep-seated reasons for us to acquiesce to something. We may not realize, but we're enablers. We like to make people dependent on us, and so we keep doing things for them. Or sometimes we want people to owe us. I'll do this for you if you do something for me. It's like a little negotiation. There are a lot of reasons why we do things that we don't want to do, and why we do things we don't want to do. And when we go there, there's a good chance that eventually we'll become resentful of others or the situation because we feel trapped in something that really doesn't make us feel very good. And right off the bat, I'm going to say this. Don't blame others if you find yourself resentful. If we are feeling resentful, then we have to look at why we're feeling resentful. Nobody's trying to make us resent them. So unless somebody is holding something over us, like blackmailing us or threatens us or something else, we are the ones who made the decision to say yes or no. We're the ones who made the decision for a lot of reasons, ones I just listed. I am talking to a lot of people these days who are saying, I am so busy, I'm overwhelmed, I'm exhausted. And some people who are resentful of the situation that they're in, they either feel trapped by their situation or pressured to do things they don't want to do, or they're overcommitted to too many things. And it's all because we agree to do things we don't want to do. We blame and resent others often because of our inability to set appropriate boundaries. So we think it's their neediness that put me in this position instead of I made the decision to do this. Or what is happening is just beyond my control, so I'm going to have to suck it up. Or we think there really are no alternatives to this situation. So let me just be clear again. 99% of the time, we do have choices. They may be really difficult choices, and so we think it's easier to say yes than to create conflict or to get tied up in family dynamics. So we say yes. And of course, we all need help. That's a reality. And we are responsible for helping others. And we don't always have to like what we're doing. That's not what it's about. This is the nature of being in relationships. Sometimes we just need to help. Helping others is important and necessary for others' well-being and for our well-being. That's relationship. And we're happy to offer to help others when it's necessary or needed. Yet, when we do things that make us feel resentful or overwhelmed, we have to look at our own feelings and what the message is that we're getting. We need to look at our own choices and behaviors, because usually we as human beings are our own worst enemies. So what do we do with our inability to respond to requests and needs in ways that are both uplifting to us and uplifting to others? We mind our whys and ends, of course. We mind our whys and ends. In the Sermon on the Mount, we call it the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, Jesus has this to say to people. You've heard it said of those in ancient times, you shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord. But I'm saying to you, he says, do not swear at all by anything, either by heaven, for it's the throne of God, or by earth, for it's his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it's the city of great king. And do not swear by your head, like I swear, I'll do this. Because he said, you can't make one hair on your head white or black. Don't swear by your children, and don't swear by anything. Don't swear, he says, about anything. He said simply this, let your yes be yes, and your no be no. That's it. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no. No explanation, no justification, no apologies, no guilt or shame on the other or on yourself. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Mind your whys and ends. You are allowed to set boundaries for yourself that require no more than a simple yes or no, which are perhaps two of the hardest words for us to use without justifying why we're using them. No, I can't because, Reverend Lee and I just had to say no to something we didn't want to do. And you feel a little guilty about saying no, but it was the right decision to make for both of us. We don't have to justify our answers. And when someone can't accept our yeses or nos, we'll have to leave it to them to work out why that's a problem for them. When we are living with integrity, people will begin to respect us when we are clear about what we are or are not willing to do. Yet it really is easy to succumb to the pressure. We often put it on ourselves. I don't know anybody who likes high pressure sales pitches or telemarketers or fundraisers over the phone or anything like that. Anybody like them? Yet, why do they keep doing it? Why? Because it works. You'd stop doing it if it didn't work, right? People give in to the pressure and eventually say yes. Okay, here's my credit card. Happens. People can be pressured into changing their minds. Most of the time, when I say no, they just barrel right over me with their whole spiel, right? Anybody, does that happen to anybody? Yeah. They just barrel right over you and keep saying, you know, what they're saying. And I have learned to do this. I just calmly keep saying no. Not get upset, just no. And if, you know, they keep going and say, did you hear my no the first time? I'm going to keep saying it. So you can keep talking, but I'm going to say it. I am not going to say yes. Eventually they give up. And you know what? It feels really good because I didn't get angry. I'm not blaming them for what they're doing. That's their job. As long as I can just stay calm in myself and stick to my boundaries and just say no. 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 It actually feels good. And it's really good practice. The writer of James 5, basing what he's saying on Jesus' teachings, says, "Above all, my beloved, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but," he says, "let your yes be yes and your no be no." Reiterates it again to the community. Just let your yes be yes and your no be no. So that, he says, you may not fall under condemnation. You know, we will fall under condemnation by others if we're not clear about our boundaries, if we waver back and forth, if we say yes and then we say no and I can't and make excuses and that sort of thing. We don't need to fall under that kind of judgment if we are just clear about our yeses and our no's. Mind your whys and ends. Try that with somebody. Say, mind your whys and ends and see what they think about that. Say yes, though, because you want to. And say no when it doesn't fit with your values, responsibilities, or your time constraints. If people are disappointed, hurt, or angry, that's up to them to figure out why they can't respect other people's boundaries. It's okay for us to set boundaries. Our lives do not need to overwhelm us. And most often when they do, it's because we haven't been true to ourselves. Yes and no are valid requests, valid responses to requests from others. You don't have to say more. And you don't have to justify why you're making the decision. If you are a person of integrity, people will begin to recognize that, and they'll know that you will say exactly what you mean. When you say yes or no for the right reasons, you will engender respect from others. And if that's not the case, it's because someone else is not respectful of boundaries, usually their own, and when they don't respect their own boundaries, they don't respect other people's boundaries. We need people in our world today with good boundaries and to model them for others. We need to be good to ourselves. We need to live with an integrity, and we need to be responsive to people's needs when it accords to our values and needs. And so to do this, Jesus reminds us, mind your whys and ends. Let's take a moment to reflect.